And Ech Namir Gerst himself holds even by Mishra. Also, the Baal HaMishra does not have to move back, but let the Yarka move back. But the Gerst says, according to you, the Rabbonin, that you say, no, the Mazik has to move back. The Amrisi Al HaMazik. So, Tenach Mishra V'Yarka. Rabbi Yossi says, I understand you in the case of a Mishra, when one person is soaking his flax next to the neighbor's yarok, his vegetables. Tahani maskihani, like the wetness of the water is ruining the vegetables. Fahani le maskihani, but the vegetables do not do any damage to the flax. Therefore, the Bala flax, he has to move back. He's the mazik and not the Bal yarokis. Elo chardol, but Rabbi Yossi's kasha to Rabbanan is, but by chardol, by these mustards, tavayu elo chardol dvarim, when one is growing mustards, and right next door he's growing, he has his bees, luchu Rabbi Yossi's tainer is, tavayu maski adodi, that both is doing damage one to the other, so you can't force one to move back more than the other one. So that's Rabbi Yossi's tainer to the Rabbanan. And on this, the Rabbanan answer back and say no. For Rabbanan, Dvorim Lechardol, Loi Maskelei. The Rabbanan hold, even though the bees come and eat up the leaves of the mustard, so what? That's not called a damage. Because again, Ibe Bintor, if it's a question of the bees eating up the mustard seed itself, is Loi Mishkakasle, it doesn't reach it. Since it's inside the stalks, the bees can't get to it. Ibe Tarfa, it's only a problem that the bees are eating up the leaves, so Hoda Pori, the leaves will grow back again, there won't be any problem with the leaves. Therefore, that's the machlokes of Yosi and the Rabbanan, that really, really Rabbi Yosi holds ala nizik l'harkas asatzmai, and the Rabbanan hold ala mazik l'harkas asatzmai. Just the machlokes by the bees and the chardlis, that Rabbi Yosi holds that both be mazik one another, and the Rabbanan say no, it's only the chardl that's being mazik the bees, and not the opposite way. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Yutes Amud Aleph on top. Mishnah says again, v'loy nivreches ha-koyftin. You're not allowed to have, let's say, a pool of water that you wash your clothing next to your friend's koysol within 3 tefachim. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, loy shonu el min ha-mechamtin. We're only talking about this puddle that you are mechamtin, which means you let the clothing first soak in soyas, Rashi says in soyas kolovim, atcha machmitzin. That's where they used to use their suds. They used to use the manure from the animals and soak their clothing in it. In that type of a puddle, there you're allowed to leave it just 3 tefachim away from the wall. Abamen hanedayin. But the second type of a puddle of water with clean water that you would like rub out your clothing, wash the clothing, then dal damis, then you have to go move away dal damis from the kaisel of your chaver. Since the water splashes, so therefore the water would splash within dal damis, you have to move back dal damis in your rishus. Tanya Nami Yoko, we learn like this also. It says, Nivrechas HaKoyfsin, Dal Damas, that is a puddle of water that you use to wash your clothing, you have to move back Dal Damas from the Koysel of your Chaver. So the question is, Vanan Tanan, we want to now mission a Gimel Tvachim, you only have to move back 3 Tvachim. Elalav Shmamina, isn't this a proof? Kid Rav Nachman, there's a proof like Rav Nachman, there are two types of cleaning processes. One is where you soak it with the tzoya, that doesn't spritz so much, there it's enough 3 tefachim. And one is where you spritz, where you wash it out, clean it out, then you need dal damas. And viki dirami luhu mirma. Some just asked this for question. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, nivrechas hakoyfsan gimel tefachim, that from this puddle of water from washing, you have to stay away 3 tefachim. I bought Tanya, another bright that says, 4 amis. So on this Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avoravua, leikasha, there's no stira. Kan min hamechamtin, kan min hanadayin. Again, like we said, there are two types of puddles of water. When you wash it, spritz the water, there you need dal damas. When you're just soaking it, there is enough 3 tefachim. Talmud says that Reb Chiya Brei the Rav Avia, masnin lo behedji. He learned this clearly. Elim kem hirchuk misvas mechamtin ulekaisa gimel tefachim. That our Mishnah means gimel tefachim is clearly from the bor of mechamtin, from the water that you're just soaking your clothing in. But then Echnami, the other type of a bor that you would wash your clothing in, then you'll have to go away dal damas. Then the Mishnah says v'sand v'sid, like after you move away gimel tefachim, when you want to dig your bor, you also have to put plaster there. So Iboilu, you have a question like this: v'sand v'sid tinan, does it mean that you have to also put plaster there,
Oiduma may be oisad besid. It means either one. Either move back three tefachim and you do not need plaster, or else if you want to dig your bore right next to your boundary, you'll have to plaster the inside of your bore so that the water would not seep out and not ruin his wall or his bore. So the Mishnah says, pshita, of course, the visad besid tanan, that in the ratio of the Mishnah means you have to have both. You have to be marchi gimel tefachim and you have to have sid. If you want to tell me, the oi sad besitna, the Mishnah means oi, either one of them. In came if so liyavinu v'lisninu, why don't we put the first two cases of the Mishnah together? Like the next cases of the Mishnah, there for sure the girus in the Mishnah is oi sad besit. See, if the same halach applies to the ratio, we should have put both cases together. Like the second part of the Mishnah was the machikin es hagefes v'esas deva v'semelech. Like these things that give off heat, you have to be marchik from the kaisel, and there it says oi sad besit. So if the ratio also means oy sad besid, we should put the first two cases together. So Morris says maybe that's not a proof. Dilma maybe mishum de loy domi hayezekalai lahayezeka. The reason why it puts it in two categories is because there are two different types of damages. Ratio hazeka dimetuna. The ratio there is talking about if you have your ditch of water, that the wetness of your water will go and ruin his kaisel. And seifa hazeka dahavlo. The seifa with these things, the moisif hevel. So it's the mazik is the heat that it gives off. So it could be in both cases, it maybe is oy sad besid. Either one is good. The reason why it says in two different categories is to teach us the two different mazikim. Torah Shema coming here. Rabbi Yudu says, Sela habob yudayim. Again, we have very soft ground that if you just touch it, it crumbles. So then, ze choyfe boiroi mikan. If the two are neighbors, want to dig ditches at the end of their fields, is there machik gimel tefachim besad besid? He has to move back gimel tefachim in his property, and then also he has to lime it. He has to put plaster on the sides. Is there machik gimel tefachim besad besid? And the other one also has to do two things: be machik gimel tefachim and line it with plaster. So now the diak is taima de bov yadayim. Why do you have to do both? Because it's very soft ground. Would not be such soft ground, then you would not have to do both. So Tzarai, either one is good. Tomorrow says no. Who I didn't really tell you the afagav. Even if the ground is not soft, normal ground, maybe also you would have to do two things. You'd have to be marchik gimel tefachim and line the bore with plaster. The chiddush here is though that even though the ground is soft, still it's enough. Because I would have thought to say, Kivan the Bob Yadayim, since this ground is very soft, so I would have thought to say, Liboy Ravka Tvei, maybe you have to move away more, you have to be marking maybe more than Gimel Tefachim. That's the Chiddush, you know, the Gimel Tefachim is enough. But it could be, all over, you need two things, Sad Visid and to be marking Gimel Tefachim. Then the Mishnah says, Marchikin es hagefes, v'yasa zebel, v'yasa melech, v'yasa sloyim, that you have to move away these things that produce heat, away from your friend's wall. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosam, we learned the Mishnah in Shabbos, Bameh Toimnin Uvameh Rein Toimnin. We know there's an Issa on Shabbos to be matmin, to make Hatzimono. That means if you have a pot that's hot, you're not allowed to wrap it around with material to keep the heat. Mashen came before Shabbos, then it's mutter to make Hatzimono. You're allowed to take the pot off the fire right before Shabbos and wrap it around with a towel to keep the heat. However, it's only mutter if the material is not moisef hevel. It doesn't add heat to the pot. It only retains the heat. But something that's moisef hevel, then it's also. That's the Mishnah there, that's v'meh toimnim v'meh ein toimnim. Ein toimnim, these things you are not allowed to do, even to wrap around the pot before Shabbos, because these things are moisef hevel. V'loi b'gefes, not with the leftovers of the yalas after you press them out. V'loi b'zevel, not with manure. V'loi b'melech, not with salt. V'loi b'sid, not with lime. V'loi b'chol, not with sand. Bein lachim bein yevashim, whether they're wet or whether they're dry. So now that's what it says over there. Now the question is, how come here? Now Mishnah, we're also talking about things that produce heat, and therefore here you have to be marking it from your friend's kaisel three tefachim. So how come here in our Mishnah we include sloyim, these small stones that you can produce fire from? And our Mishnah does not talk about chol sand. Or Mishnah also, how come over there in the Mishnah in Shabbos? There it says sand. The question is, in both Mishnahs, it should have said all the cases, because they're the same type of material. We're talking about things that's Moisef Hevel, that first of all, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make Hatzimono with them. And here, you're not allowed to store these things next to your friend's wall. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Lefi Shein Darkin, Shebnei Yodim Lahatmin Bisloyim. I'll tell you there in Shabbat, the reason why it doesn't bring down Sloyim is because it's not a normal manner to wrap around your pots with Sloyim, with these small stones. Amalai Abaya, Abaya said back, so what? Like Vechi Darkin, Shebnei Yodim Lahatmin Begizei Temer, is it normal that people should wrap around pieces of wool around their clothes, around the pots? Or Lashernish Lagomim, or tongues of purple wool? Is it Shriach? The Tanya, still we learned. You are allowed to use these things to make katmona, to wrap it around your pot. These things are not the moisif hevel, they only retain the heat. Uvamuchen, and with katan also. And still this says there, but they remain muksa, you're not allowed to move them. So I call upon him, you see, we talk about things even though that's not so shriach, since you are allowed to do it, we talk about them. So it's still shver, why doesn't the mission over there talk about sloyim? Gemarin says, Elo Amra Baya, Yagidol of Royeyu. There's one, the friend tells upon the other one. In other words, Tarnahoka Sloyim, it says here in Mishnah in Babasra, Sloyim, that produces heat. Vu Adin Lachoyl, and Hu Adin, the same thing would apply if you want to store Choyl, that's also Mois of Hevel. You would also have to be Marked Gimel Tvachim. Just, it says that there in Shabbos, it doesn't have to repeat it over here. And Tarnahosam Choyl, there in Shabbos, it says the word Choyl. Vuadin the Sloim, and of course Vuadin the Lach would apply by Sloim also. But it says it here in Baba Basra, that's not teaching us, it applies to over there also. So true, there's such a svar of Yagadol of Riyayu. Omalei Rav, Rav said back, no. I Yagadol of Riyayu, that's what the Tana of the Mishnah is teaching us like. That it says it in one Mishnah and it applies to the other Mishnah also, is so lis ninu lekula b'choda. I should have said all the cases in one Mishnah. And the lis nichodim in Ayavidach. Then in the other Mishnah, Joshua should have said one case, and I would say that the friend tells on the other one that whichever one it was, it would say that Baba Basra said when it comes to when by Masech to Shabbos, it only says one, I would say all the halachas apply the same cases in Baba Basra apply to Shabbos. How come most of the cases we say, just one we leave out? That's not a svar of Yagad al Avriyayu. There's a question, listen, Chad Minayu Viduch, Vuadin Liduch. Ella, therefore, rather, Ella Amar Rava. Rava says a tarot like this. Awesome, high no time over there. The reason is the Leikatoni Sloyim. You know why it doesn't say Sloyim by Shabbos Mishum de Mishtache Lo Lekdeira? Not because it's not Shchiach, but because it's bad for the pot. These things like ruin the pot, it'll make it rusty, they scratch it, it's bad for the pot, therefore nobody would wrap it around the pot. And Hocha high no time at Leikatoni Chul. You know why over here in our Mishnah it doesn't say about storing sand? Mashma, if you want to store sand, you're allowed to store it right next to your friend's wall. Mishum de mechamimi chayim. True. Sand, if you put it on something that's hot, it'll make it hotter. But the mekariri karur, if you put it near something that's cold, it'll stay cold. Whereas sand by itself is not really moist of hevel. It's only if it comes near something that's hot, like over there by Shabbos. If you'd want to wrap it around a hot pot, there it's also. Because that would be moist of hevel. But over here, you're just on storing your sand next to your friend's wall. There could be a smut there. It doesn't make it hot. It'll only stay cold. V'hotoni raboishiyo choyl. I raboishiyo learn choyl. No, even choyl, you're not allowed to store next to your friend's wall. So mashmi does give off heat by itself. Somewhere it says, no. Hosam b'metuna tono. Hosam b'metuna. There, we're talking about where it's wet. If it's wet, the damage is not the heat that comes out of it, but rather the damage is the wetness that comes out from this wet sand. Now, Tana Didan, Nami Lisni, Vlukma Betunah, is so good, so why does now Tana the Mishnah also say Choyl? And we will say, Shan the Mishnah is, where the Choyl, where the sand is wet. So Moran says, Atoni Lo Emes Amayim, listen, it spoke about things that are wet, that gives off dampness, you can't put near your friend's wall. It says already a small canal. So this also. So Moran says, Otto Miloi Katoni Yama Samayim Katoni Nevrechas HaKaifsim. Listen, it says two things about wetness. It says not to put an emasamayim and not to put these pools where you clean your clothing. So you see, it says two cases. So let it also say the case of choyl already, wet choyl. So when it says, ha no tzrich, you know, these two cases of nevreches and of amasamayim we need. The tono amasamayim, we only say the case of amasamayim. I'll tell this story, is mishum the kaviyah. Because there it's kaviyah, it stays there, it's permanent. Therefore it's also. But the small pool that you have just to soak your clothing there, the like V, it's not permanent, you move it around. You finish here, then you move someplace else. Maybe there it's not a mazik. Maybe there you're allowed to put it within 3 tefachim of the wall. Kamashmala, no, even a nevracha samayim, nevracha sakhevsin, that's aray, still it's also. Now, if it would have just said you can't have this pool where you're soaking your clothing in, mishum the kovi v'kaimi, because here the water is soaking, like staying still. If the water is staying still and not moving, then it'll seep into the ground more, and it may go and ruin the next your neighbor's wall. Avolama samayim, but the flow of water, like the canal, the flowing of water, loy, there, since the water doesn't stay still, it keeps on flowing, maybe it doesn't seep into the ground, it won't ruin the neighbor's wall. Tzricha, ani dechidish, no, even though the water is running, still within three tfachim, it will go on the side and ruin his wall. Therefore, these two cases I need. But it doesn't have to tell me a case of a wet choil, because pshita, that's the same alok of these, since it gives off damp, that would ruin your neighbor's wall. That you would have to go in three tfachim. Then the Mishnah says, Marchikines has royim v'yasamach risho, that you can't plant royim next to your friend's fields within three tfachim, or else, or near, of course, means a wall. If he has a wall at the end of his field, so you can't plant.